how do you market yourself when you're close to such a large metropolitan area?
Sure. Well, we recognize in our community that we are part of a regional economy that does include our friends in Clarksville, Montgomery County, as well as our friends in the southern Pennyroyal counties of Trigg and Todd County. And so we try to make sure that we market Christian County as a natural choice and destination for consumers from throughout the region, including those in Tennessee as well as those in our neighboring counties. And what we really try to embrace is that we have many of the conveniences and choices of a larger metropolitan area like Clarksville, and yet we have a little bit more ease of getting around and certainly lower taxation due to a lower sales tax in Kentucky versus Tennessee. So you try to take advantage of the strengths that you have and acknowledge that there are some opportunities for you to grow as well.
Do you see any benefits to that lower tax rate specifically during the holiday season?
We do, and where we really see the difference in sales taxes for the big ticket items, so appliances, TVs, cars, you know, things where that 3.75% sales tax difference between Tennessee and Kentucky really start to add up. And so that's where we notice it. Of course, in our groceries, we also see it pretty significantly, as there is no sales tax on groceries in the state of Kentucky, and there is the tax applied in Tennessee.
Are you somewhat, if all, concerned about the Blue Ribbon Tax Commission that's been working throughout Kentucky? They'll make recommendations to the governor, obviously, to the legislature, but what has been your input to that tax commission?
Absolutely. Well, we're very fortunate to have Lieutenant Governor Abramson here in September talking about some of the early ideas and concepts coming from the tax commission. So they gave us a pretty early sense on what was happening. We've encouraged our members to reach out and communicate through the process that was laid out to the public about their ideas and their thoughts. We surveyed our membership around some of the ideas we heard coming out of that September breakfast to kind of seek where people stood on things like sales tax on services, sales tax on grocery items, giving local option sales tax to communities such as Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Murray, and so forth. And so we've got a pretty good handle on where our members, what they're looking at, what would concern them. And all we would really suggest is that no matter what level of tax, what form of tax the commission would recommend and the governor and legislature would consider, that they certainly consider its impact on businesses and don't do anything that would begin to jeopardize our small business community's ability to expand and grow as it comes out of this recession. So I think that's very, very vital, and we would certainly pay attention to what potential impact increasing our sales tax might have on border counties like ours.
How do you position the chamber and chamber businesses during the holidays to be more competitive?
Sure. Well, we're always encouraging our members to think about how they're marketing, what they're marketing, who they're marketing to. We encourage our members and our businesses to view themselves within the regional economy that they are part of. And so in that regard, to think about customer bases that extend beyond the city limits, beyond the county limits, and to reach out as far as they possibly can to secure their business model. For instance, here recently we just held an event with our partners in the TVA. We bought a new software program through a software group called Buxton's, and that allows us to understand how consumers behave, what they're interested in, how to market to them more effectively. We've shared that information with our members, and we'll continue to help them understand how they could be more effective in reaching their consumer by knowing who their consumers are, where they live, where they shop, what they're shopping for, how they're being marketed to, and we just think that's good information that will allow them to be more effective in getting their product or their service directly into the consumer's mind, and so they can become a choice for that consumer. So we're constantly looking at opportunities to help inform our members about that type of information, and then we also work with them and through a variety of sponsors to promote shopping local throughout the year. We've got a very robust campaign during the holiday season, but we work very hard in the non-holiday months to also remind folks the importance of doing so.
You talked about the Buxton data. Was there anything that you found in those analytics that really surprised you about your community, something that you didn't expect?
It's not so much that it was a shocking, surprising set of data, but one that's really interesting to me is through this software program, we're able to kind of backdoor how the consumer understands and gets their information. And so if you're a retailer or you're a restaurant or you're a service provider and you've got a very specific demographic that you need to market to, we can tell you through these consumer profiles, what are called mosaics, where these folks are living, what interests they have, and how to reach them. And it's that how to reach them part that gets me the most excited, because in today's hyper-competitive information flow, sometimes you're just guessing. It feels like you're just throwing a dart at the dartboard with a blindfold on, hoping that you're hitting with the right message at the right time to the right audience. Well, this begins to allow you to take some of that guesswork out of the equation. In terms of our shoppers' propensity, there's interesting sets of data inside of that. It's so detailed. I mean, we can actually drill down to what type of furniture people are showing a propensity to buy, what type of bedroom suit or what type of TV brand or what type of dog food people are showing a propensity to buy. So all of that data is really, really intriguing, and there's certainly some of it that you just kind of go, well, I didn't know that. And then you hope that that information is meaningful to someone.
Let's talk about, too, what's on the horizon. Congress is still battling over the fiscal cliff, and if lawmakers don't reach an agreement, there could be some crippling cuts to the military. Now, many people still believe that there will be a deal struck, but there's still that risk of a significant cut to the military and bordering there with Fort Campbell. Is there any chatter going on there within the chamber or chamber members about bracing for something like this?
Yeah, we've actually been talking about what I think the policy wonks call sequestration, what everybody else calls the fiscal cliff, for quite some time here. We began really looking at this issue nearly a year ago. So we've been talking about it for quite some time, and actually when we went to Washington, D.C. back in October, met with all of our legislators and reminded them of our desire to see them come to an agreement before we get to that point. The challenging part is many of the departments and agencies that will be impacted have yet to receive strong instructions on how they're to proceed with the types of cuts they're going to implement. And so we can't know yet directly how that's going to impact if it were to come to fruition, but we do have a pretty good sense that it will certainly have an impact, that in particular at Fort Campbell we would expect to see the impact in contracts and services and construction, and it would be our estimation that Fort Campbell will do everything they can to protect their personnel size and to make sure that personnel pay is the first to be paid, not the last to be paid.
Well, let's get back to the holidays now, something a bit cheerier. Tell me a bit about the Festival of Trees there in Christian County.
Yeah, we're very excited about our third annual Festival of Trees, which will be held this year at the A.W. Watts Senior Center here on 7th Street in Hopkinsville. And it will be bigger and better than ever. We've got 50 trees or so that will be beautifully decorated by a variety of organizations and businesses throughout the community who have paid to sponsor those trees. Participants will be able to come in and have a chance to purchase raffle tickets to earn the right to win any one of the 50 trees that they may be interested in. And really the exciting thing about it, Chad, is some of these trees will have gift certificates and passes to Opry shows and football and basketball and baseball games. I mean, just a variety of things attached to them. Some of the trees will be valued at well over $1,000. And so for a dollar raffle ticket, you have a chance to win, you know, a valued tree of over $1,000 in many different instances. So just a wonderful opportunity to come out and get in the Christmas spirit, to have a chance to win a lot of fun prizes. We're going to have lots of entertainment throughout the Festival of Trees, which begins this Thursday, December the 6th, runs through Sunday, December the 9th, and starts back up again December the 14th through the 16th. And good live music, lots of fun things to do, crafts for kids, breakfast with Santa Claus.
And Carter, if you had one item to put at the top of your Christmas list for the Christian County Hopkinsville Chamber of Commerce, what would that be?
We would suggest that the best holiday gifts that we can give the community and that the community can receive is the continued creation of new jobs. We still have a persistently high unemployment rate in Christian County, and the only way we're going to be able to tackle that is to continue to create jobs and to make sure that we have the workforce ready to take them. So if anything I can ask Santa to bring, it's bring us a few more jobs and keep our workforce as skilled and trained, if not better than they are today, and we'll continue to see bright times ahead of us here in Christian County.
Well, the Hopkinsville Christian County Chamber of Commerce CEO, Carter Hendricks, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, guys. Take care now.